Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hardy moves to second. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines takes first base on ball four. Hardy moves to third. Fox moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Hardy scores. Fox moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Bond moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cranepool out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis strikes out. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Brown moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Bonds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gaines. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Gordon Jones now pitching. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler now playing left field. Carol Hardy now playing center field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grote out. One out. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Carol Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gaines. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones throws towards second. Fox fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Taylor scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gaines bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bond bunts towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for George Altman. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson pinch hits for Hal Woods-Hick. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.